Before she took questions and concerns from the grown-ups on Wednesday, U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski spent some time in the lunchroom at Blatchley Middle School.
Did any of you vote for me in November?
Yes! No!
Liar, liar, pants on fire, you did not. You don't have to vote for me in order for me to work for you. You don't have to be 18 years old in order for me to work for you. That's what it means for me to be your representative back in Washington, D.C.
After lunch, she went on a tour of the building, stopping in Carrie McAdams' 8th grade social studies class. Student Jack Peterson asked her if she was dreading visiting a middle school of all places.
Now, see, you are stereotyping middle school.
I
happen to love middle school, and I will tell you why. I'm working in government now, but when I was a young girl going through school and going to college, I decided that I wanted to be a teacher. And I've always wanted to be a teacher, and I decided that I wanted to be a middle school teacher.
If Murkowski taught middle school at Blatchley, she'd probably be using something called a Promethean board, like the one in math teacher Deb Riva's classroom. It's a giant screen, and on this day, students are using it to work on fractions.
All right, so now, what did we multiply here? What did you multiply to get 30 1/20ths? You put the zeros on the end, but what was that?
10.
The students take a special marker and use it to drag digital numbers around the screen, solving the problems. While her students are working out a problem in small groups, Riva comes over to talk to Murkowski about an education technology conference she just attended.
I came away with a tip that somebody said, which was, try as a teacher to not touch the board.
Have only the
kids touch the board.
Yeah.
So I said, that's my goal. That is my goal.
But that's
for
great,
the rest
though,
of the
because
year.
It gets them absolutely engaged in the problem solving and the collaboration that goes on with it. Yeah.
Exactly. And we fall into our old ways, which is just to stand in front and be the one that gives the lesson. And it's so much better for them when they're the ones that are doing it.
Murkowski has said she wants to get to every school district in the state. Sitka Schools Superintendent Steve Bradshaw says having a United States senator familiar with what goes on inside buildings like Blatchley can only help districts like Sitka.
Her getting an opportunity to see, you know, what it is that we're spending our money on, why it's so important to do the things that we do, I think it's good stuff, and I think then it makes it easier for her when she goes back to D.C. to say, wait a minute, all the things that we're reading about as far as public education are not necessarily true. There's some good things going on in the buildings around the state of Alaska.
One of the things Murkowski will be addressing when she gets back to Washington is the Secure Rural Schools and Communities Act. It's money the federal government gives communities located near national forests, where the prevalence of public land has cut down on the tax revenue those communities can collect. The law expires this year, but is up for renewal in President Barack Obama's budget. During a meeting Wednesday afternoon, Sitka School Board President Lon Garrison told Murkowski that keeping that money in the budget once it gets to Congress could be an uphill battle.
Every dollar is important, and those are dollars that come to the school district and also go to the city and borough.
Murkowski says the bill falls under the jurisdiction of the Energy Committee, where she's the ranking member. The committee is led by senators from Western states, too, who have an interest in seeing the law renewed.
Senator Bingaman, who's from New Mexico, Senator Wyden from Oregon, both real advocates in the past on helping to advance some longer-term proposals for secure rural schools. So I'm hopeful that we'll be successful once again.
Congress gets to work on the federal budget in the weeks ahead, and then Sitka schools and others around the state and country will know what the future looks like for the Secure Rural Schools Act. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.